uses Zoom.
And that works. Okay, also. Great. Fantastic. Okay. Oh, wait. So if he's recording the Zoom, then we're fine?
Recording in progress.
No. Okay, fine. Okay. So Lamaisa, we're holding in the Shas Sugya of Edechanem and Visurin. We had some Talmidim that came visit me on Erev Yontif. They're going flying to Eretz Yisrael. So they want to know with Ne'emonas where they could eat, where they can't eat. What did they do with Edechanem and Visurin? Mamish Halacha Lamaisa of our Sugya, Givaldik. Okay, because Shemitah is it's complicated. Fine. So the Gemara says Edechanem and Visurin. Good. So we asked a slew of kashas that Rashi, when he presents the question, the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to suggest that the Ne'emonus of the Shliach is because of Edechanem Yisurin. So the Gemara challenges. Emer de'amrinan Edechanem Yisurin kegon chaticha safishal chedav safishal shuman deloyis chazik Yisur. So again, the Gemara interjects over here and says, you don't have Ne'emonus of Edechanem Yisurin, or at least possibly. We don't have Ne'emonus Edechanem Yisurin when there's a presumption before the Edus of the Eid Echad walks in. If there's a chazakah, if there's a status quo, so then the Eid Echad doesn't have the ability to change that status quo. So over here, she has a cheskas ishes ish. So therefore, the Gemara's pshat of Eid Echad Yisurin to talk about the get that it was done lishma l'chara falls short of where Eid Echad is the Ne'emonus of Eid Echad is granted. So before we even go weiter in the Gemara, so the Rashi there on that Gemara says, "Mushani edech miyusurin shari yimuna torah kol echad veechem yisrael al afrashas truma v'al hashchita v'al nikar agid v'al achilu." So Taisus challenges what Rashi explained to us for the examples of edech miyusurin that seems to fall short of what edech miyusurin, and that seems to be another Malach. Taisus the Ramaskal Edechanem Yisurin. If you remember, when he starts off, Peir Shakunches, Sharimina Torah, Kolech Vechra, Alafresh Tumor Vishchita, Vinikar Agid, Vechelev, Velo Aloy Lolahaskar, Alafresh Tumor Vishchita. So Taisus, Rashi should have never mentioned these concepts, like Alafresh Tumor and Shchita. Why? The Bahanu Nemon Afagav Dis Chazik Yisurin, Mishum Di Yiriyadu Lataknam. So because these have Nemonos, even without an Echem Yisurin, and where an Echem Yisurin falls short, the Hainu, where it's connected a Chazaka, because of the concept of Biyado. The first time we were introduced to Biyado was Taisus and Psachim, where I was proving from there whether or not a woman has Ne'emonis through an Echem Yisurin, as we saw that was a running Machlokes Rishonim, and perhaps affects the fundamental understanding of the way Edechanem Yisurin is understood is Medina Edus or not. But Yehei Mashi Yehei, Biyado Saktoisis is going to work even where Edechanem Yisurin falls short, and therefore Rashi missed the boat over here. But then Toisus points out that Rashi not only missed the boat, but Rashi himself in the next line seems to contradict himself. Because when the Gemara was saying, Hacha is Chazik Yisur, so therefore Edechah doesn't work, Rashi explains Gufa that Shechita there is working through Biyado. So you yourself agree that Biyado is not an Ne'emonus of Edechanem Yisurin, and that's through, and that even applies where it's Ischazik Yisura. So how do you even mamish poshet Rabbeisai, nothing fancy, no lumdis, poshet Rashi's a pella. Rashi doesn't read straight, Meresha ad Seifa, Meseifa ad Resha. From top to bottom, bottom to top. Just push it. Anyone who's like reading Rashi like a mensch should have no idea. And Taisus is just saying, like, this is a Pella. Not only is Rashi a Pella in what he's giving examples, but what's bothersome to me is that Taisus doesn't even ask it like as if like you yourself were soicer each other. Like, Taisus should nail in the coffin right there. Like, Rashi, you're a Pella. Rashi, you're a Stira. Taisus never asks a Stira. That's not the mashmos, in my opinion, of Taisus. Then Taisus continues and he says, "I ushchita afagav da'ashre in biyado." What do you mean? It's biyado. Meikara biyado. Even though right now the animal's dead, so you can't shecht the shechted animal. Since originally it was biyada, that's enough. And then Taisa says that even legabe, learning something is also considered biyado. Biyado is not as limited as we think that mamish, it's biyado right now. Which already starts getting the ball rolling to really try to understand what is this concept of biyado. We've been quoting it a lot and we've been saying it's not eid echad, but like, what is it? So the truth is that it's There's a shmeitzah that I put on the Maror Mekoymis. The Ketzos HaChoshen discusses this very issue, but it really starts off from a Gemara in Gittin, because at first glance, Rabbi Yisrael, when you would think biyado is kind of like amigo, right? I would think that biyado is like if you could do it now, so then, lechayra, you should have the namonis right now. Let's say, if I could trafe something up, if I could do X, so then memela, I have the namonis to say that X is true about this item. Because if I have the ability to make that into this, so then obviously what I'm saying is true. The problem is, Rabosai, is if you understand that all it is amigo, then Rabosai, what does the Shev Shmaitza point out? That we know when it comes to migo, Rabosai? Migo, anyone remember this from Baba Basra? Migo lemafreya lo yamrinon. Excellent. That migo only works mikana lahaba. Migo only works when it's takashayach that you would actually be able to do that, or you would be actually to claim that. But migo lemafreya, if you're working retroactively, so then you lose that migo. So if you're going to understand that this is really a classic migo, then you're really going to have to analyze and think, well, what's going to happen in all these situations when it's already farfallen, when it's already gone, when it's already, you know, you're trying to talk about something that was done in the past. So already from Taisus, Rabosai, you already get the inkling that it's not just a normal migo, because Taisus says even after the shechita happened, right, that also has an amonus of biyado. So the question really is, so Taisus L'chaira already takes us out of the avenue of migo, and we're not really sure what that truly means. So the Gemara, this idea of biyado is introduced by the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis later on. Fascinating Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, that's really relevant to the Yom Kippur Avodah. And the Gemara discusses in this Gemara of how do you know, right? I remember there was once a symposium in YU for a lot of Balabatim, and before the Daf Yomi started Kutchim or something, maybe. And Balabas turned to me and he says, "How do you know if a Koyin ever does Piggle? Because Ina Domeis Matzah Rashva, so you shouldn't have any Namonis on that thing." So the Gemara really deals with this Balabas's question that he asked me. That's this Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. How do you know the Kohen Gadol who does the Avodah if he's going to be Neman? So the Gemara, the Mishnah starts off, Kohanim Shpilgum Mikdash Mezidim Chayavim. If the Kohanim do Piggle in the Mikdash, so if they did it B'mezid, they have to pay the Bailim, the owner, that they messed up their carbon. Even though it's not recognizable, even though you don't see the damage, but Lamaisa, there is damage over here. So the Gemara starts discussing different situations. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, "Haya oisim ay betaros va'amr lo taros shasisim chanitmu. Haya oisim ay bezvachim va'amr lo bezvachim shasisim chavnisbaglu nema." In all of these situations, whether it's karbanos, whether it's tar items, I'm neman to say that your stuff got messed up. Aval amr lo taros shasisim chabiyah imploni nitmu uzvachim shasisim chabiyah imploni nisbaglu. Then, if he says on a specific day, then he loses nemonus. Maishna ratio, maishna seifa. So what's the difference between the ratio and between the seifa? Right, everybody said this was on the Maror Mekoymis, no? Zok to Gemara. Amar Abaye kol shebiyado nema. So Abaye is mechadish that anything that's biyado is nema. Okay? So that's the opinion of Abaye. Then the Gemara a little bit skips down. Yeah.
So is there anything from that Gemara you see that it's like
amigo? I'm not finished with the Gemara. So the Gemara goes, now ahead, you guys skip down. Ahuda Asala Kameda Ravami, yeah?
Yeah.
Ahuda Asala Kameda Ravami, a guy came to Ravami. I'll relay another case. Sefer Torah Shekasafti Leploini Askara Shaloi Loi Kasaftim Lishmon. You just spent $50,000 on your Sefer Torah. Let me tell you something. All of the Shemas HaKadoshim in that Sefer Torah, I never wrote it Lishma. I was totally distracted when I wrote it. And they're all possible. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Ami said, Sefer Torah biyad mi. Amar Leh biyad loikeach. It's already in the hands of the loikeach. It's no longer in the hands of the Sefer. Amr lei neman ata lahafsid scharcha, viata neman lahafsid sefer Torah. You're neman to lose your wages to say that you did something wrong, but you're not going to be able to pass the sefer Torah. So it's not clear from the Gemara itself, like Aaron was asking, what the nemanus is, and perhaps one could have said that it's a nemanus of like similar to amigo.
But if question.
Yeah.
Is he not believed to puzzle Sefer Torah because it's out of his hands already, or because...
Let's see. That really depends on our Iker question, what we're asking.
Then I'm just gonna
so
ask
if you look at the Rush on this Gemara, so the Rush in this Gemara in Parakeh in Simen Yud Gimel, right? Right, Sifkat and Yud. Right, where is it? Simon what? Simon Yudalid.
Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph.
Yud Simon Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. Really, I had you guys do Yud Gimel. Oh, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Sorry. Kol davar shebiyado shel adam. Afilu is chazik hetera, neman, erecha letame v'leser. V'afilu machishel. Even though there was a cheskas heter, even though everyone assumed that this was mutter, and now the erecha is coming and he's changing it, and telling us it's tame, or telling us it's apostle of carbon. And even if the Bailam argue, Kidisanya, and we're not giving them monas because Migo, that he could be Metame right now, because he doesn't have that Migo. You know why? Because if he does that right now, then he's going to have to what? Lose money and pay. Void the mashma gabi sefer Torah, and also says the Rush, look a little further on in the Gemara, by sefer Torah, the sefer Torah biad lavlar, if the sefer Torah was still in the reshus of the sefer, then what? What did the Gemara say? Rav Ami asked the Kasha, where's the sefer Torah? It's a Sefer Torah in the hands of the Sefer, the Sefer Torah in the hands of the Loikeach. The Mashmos is in the hands of the Sefer, what? He's Neman. Why? Frek the Rush, why is he Neman? Afal Bishakvar Nichtavu. I don't understand, says the Rush. But the Shemus HaKadoshim that he's being testifying about are done even if it's in my Rishos. You can't erase Hashem Shamayim, Rabbi Yisai. Right? The Shem Shamayim, the Sefer Torah is written. Yet what? All the Gemara wanted to know was what? Rav Ami asked the question, what? Where is the Sefer Torah? Bershus, who is the Sefer Torah? Whose domain is the Sefer Torah in? Why does it matter if it's a practical issue and it's a Migo-oriented issue, says the Rush? Then even if it's in the Rishus of the Lavlar, of the Sefer, it should still be lost because it's Fargan. The Sefer Torah is written already. Va'oid, Amrinam Pirik Isha Rabbah, we know from the famous Gemara in Daf Peches, the is sover Torah Mishaloh Ashal Chavera Ein Tzarech Das, if you would hold that I could be Mafrish Truma on my friend's stuff without his knowledge, right? If you would hold like that, Deya, I don't have to be his Shliach, I could do it on his behalf. Mishum Debi Yodol Letakno, because he has the ability to be metakin it, right? He is Nemon Legabe Truma, because it's Biyadol Letakin. The Gemara applies the Din of Biyadol, right? The Gemara wants to know, what's the Nemonus? Everyone remember that Gemara in Yuvamis Peches. What's the Nemonus of Eide Echad by Eidus Isha? So the Gemara wants to say, what do you mean? It's Eidech Nemon Yisurin. So the Gemara wants to say, nah, don't break. What are you going to bring me a Raya from Truma? There it's Biyadol Letakno. So that was where we were introduced that there's new this new Nemonus called Biyadol. That's not the classic din of Eidech Lemi Bisurin. Frek the Rush, what's Biyadol Atakno? You have the ability to be Mafresh Truma for someone else? Otu B'shuft V'yaskinon Sheyitro Mitzival Shel Chavero? What are we talking about? People that are Mamish, what? He's going to lose money for his friend? He's going to Taka throw away his own fruits to help out his other friend? We're not dealing with idiots over here. Rather, Zok the Rush, it's not about a practical namonos of amigo or the fact that you could do it. But rather what? Dr. Rush, famous words. Rather what? There's a new namonos of biyado that has nothing to do with what you're practically going to do or what psychologically you're going to do. But Lamaisa, the Torah grants Ne'emonus on a Bailim, on the owner, and on the person who is in his domain as control of the item. And that is called the Ne'emonus of Biyado. And that Ne'emonus of Biyado has the ability to trump limitations that Eidech Nemim Yisurin would not necessarily be able to trump. Because an Eidech Nemim Yisurin is a witness. An Eidech Nemim Yisurin is an observer. Is someone who doesn't have control and doesn't have ownership on this item and therefore just has ne'emonus in the world of edus. And that's where the Torah says, if it's keneged hachazaka, we never granted the ne'emonus to one aid, even in the world of Isur. You want to talk to me about someone else? Someone who's considered a bailim? Someone who this is his item himself? So then the Gemara gives, even on things that are retroactive, even on things that are pre the statement and are already done, the Sefer Torah is already written, that is a new ne'emonus called Bailim, and that is something that even could beat out a Cheskas Heter or a Cheskas Isser that we're going to give ne'emonus to this individual for. Yes, Sammy.
Shouldn't we say just the opposite? When someone's the Baal and so involved, we see ideas of someone who has any kind of leanings towards the case not being believed, whether they're Karov or whether they just have some say in the matter. Why would being a Baal make you Neman versus once I own it, I'm...
You're saying you have Negias. Yeah. It's your... Right. But over here, that might be true in terms of a profitability situation. But over here, the Torah is telling us that a person has ne'emonus on his own stuff. That's the chiddush. That's the way the Torah works. That a person has the ability to function. That he has the ability to tell us the status of his things, even if it's keneged cheskas iser. But that's not only through the avenue. Let's say there was no chiddush of eidech nemisurin. The Gemara in Yevamos on Peches is telling us that I would have still known that I would have been able to be ne'eman on things that were under my control and under my domain.
What are the limitations of that? Because it seems once we create that new blanket chiddush, that this can extend even to cases of profit. Like, this is my property.
So the Schmeitzer talks about this. The Schmeitzer says that he thinks that this would not exist elsewhere outside of Yisurim. He discusses whether or not the Rush would work in terms of Davar Shebe'erva and Dvarim Shebe'mamon. And he says no. He says the only thing that's Neman there is amigo, or is edus, and he doesn't think that this type of bailus would work, and that's why he says that the Gemara Baba Basra that talks about biyado by a person who's neman that he sent to get to his wife is only because he has the ability to do that mikana lahaba, but not because but not lemafreya, which the Shmaitzah shows clearly is not working with the mahalich of the rush, and it's working al tamigo, and the namonis of bailus would not work in other areas of halacha outside of isur. So Rabbi Isai, I think that this rush is extremely relevant for our sugya. Because as I pointed out earlier, l'chayra, it seems that that's exactly the nekuda that Tosfos is synonymous with. And Tosfos is paralleling himself with the rush without speaking it out beferish. When Tosfos attacks Rashi, and Tosfos says that all of Rashi's examples seem to be working biyado, and biyado is not a good example for Eidechonem Yisurin, in parentheses, Tosfos is basically saying, I'm holding like the explanation of the rush in the Gemara and Gittin, and Daf Nandalet. And Memela, that's why Rashi missed the boat. And Rashi, L'chaira, did not understand what these examples really are understood to be, and he's learning the wrong sugya. And Nach Araya, that Tosfos, L'chaira, holds like this rush, as I pointed out before, is that it's not working Altsmigo, but rather Tosfos is willing to extend Shchita even though the item is Nishchat. So how does one understand the way this Biyado works? It must be that since the animal is in my Rishus, and I'm considered like a Bailim, like the Rush explained in the Gemara on Daf Nandalid, so therefore we have the ability to say that you have Ne'amonus because you had at one point in time control over this item to Shecht properly. And then Tosfos even expands it to say that a woman is Ne'eman because she has the ability to learn Hilchos Shechita. So again, it's this expansive Ne'emanus because person is Ne'eman on the things that they have control over and they have the ability to govern over in this general sense because of a Ne'emanus Midin Bailus. So Rabbi Isai, that L'chayra is the Nakuda that we were missing, and that's what the Shmaitza Beferish. I brought you two Shmaitzes, I think, on the Maram Koimus. Correct me if I'm wrong. One Shmaitza writes Beferish that he thinks our Tosfos is in line with the Rush, like we're suggesting right now, and that explains the attacks that he had on Rashi. But Rabbi Isai, what we need to do in order to be Mashlam the Sugya is obviously to try to give and shed some light on Shitas Rashi that seemed to be a Pella. Not only is he understanding L'chayra Biyado totally differently, but we don't understand what Rashi is saying and how Rashi could live with himself with the commentary that he's saying when the Gemara limits Eidecha Keneged Eschazek. Rashi himself says that that's only Neman because of Biyado. If Rashi ignored the concept of Biyado, not only would that be a problem because that's against the Gemara in Yevamos Peches, but also Rashi himself in the next line in our very Gemara seems to be saying that Biyado is independent and Biyado tramps Eschazek Yisura. So what is the nature of Biyado? So Rabbi Isai, the Beis Halevi I put on the Maror Mekoymes, but the emes is, it's really, I didn't put the Maror Mekom, it's a Tshuvas Maharik that already is Mechadish this, and I think we could even find this elsewhere in the Rishonim as well. But the Beis Halevi quotes this Maharik, and the Yisoid is as follows. The Rishonim, the Rosh, and Tosfos are assuming that when Biyado, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Peches, has the ability to trump Eschazek Yisura, that means that that's a new avenue of Ne'emonus. Like we're saying, it's Midin Bailus. And the Mela, therefore, could even be made against the Chazakah, even if you had a presumption, even if you had a Cheskas Heter, a Cheskas Isser, and the Eid Echel is coming to tell us the opposite. If it's Biyado, if it's in his domain, then he has the ability to give such a statement and he trumps the Chazak. What if we would say that that's not necessarily the only way to understand Biyado? It's true, it's on the books, everybody said, the Gemara in Yevamos Peches tells us that Biyado can trump Chazak. But does that mean that we left the world of Eidecha Ne'eman Bisur? Perhaps we could suggest that we're still learning the sugya and the ne'emonus mitzad dine Eidecha Ne'eman Bisurin in Lamdus. It's just Eidecha Ne'eman Bisurin got stuck. Why did Eidech and Nemisurin get stuck? Rabbi say, help me out over here. Aimer Damrin and Eidech and Nemisurin. B'makum Shab is Suffolk Shuman Suffolk Chalif. But we got stuck. We got upschlugged. We can't use the Nemonis of Eidech over here, Rai. Why, Rabbi say, help me out? Because why? Because there's a Cheskas Isser. And the Eidech doesn't have the ability to break through the Chazakah. Zok the Marik. Zok the Beis HaLevi. What if I would tell you that Biyado is not a new avenue of Nemonis, but Biyado does what, Rabbi Yisai? It just breaks the blockades. It removes a blockage. What blockage does it remove, Rabbi Yisai? The Chazakah. It makes a matzav of Ischazek ke'ein. It's Suffolk Shuman, Suffolk Chalev, came that there was no Ischazik. If that's the Nalamdis of Biyodo, Zokta Beis Halevi, Rabbi Isai, if Biyodo is just being Mesalik, the Cheskas Isser, which stopped ultimately the Eidecha to be Nemon, Zokta Marik, you want to understand why an Eidecha is Nemon, B'makum Shem Biyodo? It's because it blibes in Eidecha, Shaloi, B'makum Ischazik. So if I ask you, once you remove the blockade, once you remove the ischazik, so your nemonis is mitzad ma, what's your nemonis based on? The sugya of Eidech Nemisur. The Torah was mechadesh one thing. Eid ech nemon bisur. Elamai, what? The Torah tells me, the Gemara Yevam Espeches tells me, Eid ech nemon bisur, yeah, as long as it's not connected to ischazik. But if it's connected to ischazik, you lose. So the Russian Taisis said, oh, so I need a new Chiddush HaTorah. What's my new Chiddush HaTorah? Gittin Daf Nun Dalid. A new level of Biyodo. What does that mean then? Bailus. Outside of the Parsha of Eidech Nemisurin. What if Rashi held no? What if Rashi held no? It's also Eidech Nemisurin. You just have another Chiddush to remove the Chazakah. So if you have another Chiddush to remove the Chazakah, so then it blibes what? The regular din of Eidech Nemisurin b'makom shelo yischazek. My Rebbe Rabbeisai, gittin daf beis amid beis, the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is what? How do you understand the ne'emonos of Biyodo? Is Biyodo working within the mahalchim and the avenue of Eidech Nemisurin? It's just removing any impediments? Or is Biyodo a brand new Nemonis to the extent that Tosfos is going to say, I don't even understand why Rashi said these examples. Aye, Rebbe, you asked. Rashi himself upschlugged himself. Rashi, you yourself in the next line, on Dibra Maschil, is Chazek. What? You said what? The wholesome Biyodo attacked them. So I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Rashi himself doesn't read straight. Why doesn't Rashi himself read straight? Because he himself says, B'malkam Ischazik, Biyodo is Nemon. And you can't learn from there because it's Biyodo. That's fine. That works like a charm. Because Rashi is masking that a case of Biyodo is not shoved to a case of a not Biyodo. Because there, you break the chazakas. But over here, by this guy being made on the get, it's not Biyodo. So Memela, that's why the Gemara had Akasha. That doesn't tell me that Biyodo's not working within the rubric and the title of Eidech Nemibisurin. It just, at the end of the day, Biyodo does things that a Stam Eidech can't do. And Eidech can't break chazakas. Biyodo can break chazakas. But Mehechatesi, that Biyodo is not working within the governing principle of Eidech Nemibisurin. It just got a blockade, and Biyodo's Mesalik the blockade. Memela Rabbi said the sugya works beautifully. And the fundamental machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos over here is what is the nemonos of Biyodo? And Memela, that's how we can get back to the all the Yisaidis and all the Kashas that we asked, and the Yeshuvim from the Shmaitza, the way he explained Taisus, and the way we defend Rashi in our Sugya. If you didn't see the Beis Halevi inside, Rabbi Yisai, Mamish Kedai to see, Emir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, before we go weiter. That is the end of this sugya of Eirecha Nemen Bisurin and Biyado. We still have some more things to fix up and just to clarify in terms of Davar Shebe'erva and in terms of the Gemara's Kashas, but in terms of these set of the sugya of Biyado Eirecha Bisurin, I think we are done with this sugya, Rabbi Yisai. This is Mamish, Rabbi Yisai, a Shas sugya. So this is one of those sugyas you really want to put away and you want to make sure that you have registered and you get down klar. It's glat, it's geshmak, and yashikoyach to Rabbi Yosef Doiv Halevi Soloveitchik, the original Beis Halevi, for his fascinating insight in the Ma'arik to explain Shitas Rashi. I want to just end off with one last nafkamina. I think I saw this from Rabbi Chanan. Let's say you would have a situation where you're not keneged a chazakah. Okay, I want to leave off with one shaila. I'm not going to answer the shaila. You have two eidechuds. Okay, it's not keneged chazakah. Great, he's neman, right? The two eidechuds are soiser each other. They're arguing with each other. But one of them has a biyado. Does that make a difference or does that not make a difference? So, Chevra, you'll text me, you'll let me know, and think about the Shaila, and in light of everything that we've been introducing, and the Lumdus that we've been introducing, and I think you, if you think about it, you'll be able to figure out the Mahalach on that Shaila. Rabbi Yisai Yashikoyach, remember, Aser Simei Tshuva, it's time to change our ways, change our life. Don't get specifically carried away. Obviously, you should keep it. The Minhag Yisrael of Paspalter, of not eating baked goods from Goyish bakers or non-Jewish companies, even if they have Ashkacha. But that's just a Simen Ladover. It's a Simen Ladover, and the Siba is just to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to do things in the way, in the Lechatchila fashion, in the way that the life is supposed to be lived, and to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the forefront of our radars, and the Mirtz Hashem to bring Nachas Ruach, and to set up a new Mahalach for the upcoming year, to show the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're here with you, this is the real deal, no shtick, and I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and please grant me another year of service in your Tzivas Hashem, or as others would say, Rav Belazan's army. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Chevra, take care, Atzlacha Rabba, and it's great to see all you guys. Enjoy.
Rob, can I ask a question?
Sure. Wait. Oh, we got Jonah. We got the recording.